The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Too many people settle for average because they feel that it's too difficult to go beyond average to exceptional. The tools are all there, but people don't realize the small amount of extra effort that is needed to reap big rewards. Welcome to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. Chris and his guest experts are here to show you where the possibilities lie and what they can do to help you. Now, here is your host, Chris Ruisi.
And hello, everybody. Good morning to those of you west of the Mississippi, and good afternoon to those of you on the other side. This is Chris Ruisi, and I want to welcome you to another episode, another show of Step Up and Play Big with me. I say this a lot, and I mean it a lot. We have a great show today with a very special guest, Misty Young. She's a successful entrepreneur, restaurateur, coach, author, and you know what? Just an all-around great and nice person. Our topic today is about the five irrefutable laws of small business success, and Misty not only can talk the talk, but she has walked the walk, and she does it every day. And although her background is in restaurants, these five laws are applicable to any business. So I want you to pay close attention, take notes. I've read her book, From Rags to Restaurants. You can get it on Amazon. And she's the real deal. And what I want you to do is, if you have any questions, feel free to call in today. That's 1-866-472-5790 or email me at chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, we need for you not to be bashful and shy. So everybody who either calls in or emails in gets a free book and some special chocolate. So I also want you to think about visiting my Facebook page. That's Coach Chris Ruisi, and check like to get more information and helpful tips. So let me just give you a brief bio of Misty. After nearly two decades in politics, public relations, and marketing, Misty Young risked everything, and entrepreneurs, successful ones, take risks, to buy the Squeeze In, a little hippie-type restaurant nestled in the High Sierra in historic downtown Truckee, California. And I've got inside info there. My son, while he was based in Fallon the last couple of months, ate there, and he said it was great. Throwing herself in with reckless abandon, working days, nights, weekends, and holidays, Misty made it her mission to understand the business from top to bottom. She served guests, cooked omelets, washed dishes, cleaned bathrooms, mopped floors, paid vendors, did payroll tax and payroll. And during her dramatic growth phase, Misty's emphasis changed from focusing on process to focusing on people. And in between it all, she managed to do a throwdown with Bobby Flay. She developed a comprehensive training program designed to assure every single guest in her restaurants was being served as if by the owner of the company. Misty's best-selling book, From Rags to Restaurants, The Secret Recipe to Success, has launched her personal brand, The Restaurant Lady, as a resource to independent restaurant owners. So, Misty, good morning to you out there, West, and thanks for being on the show.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. I hope to add extreme value to the audience today. And I have a question for you to start. Should I call
yes.
you Chris or should I call you Coach?
Call me Chris.
Okay, you got it, Chris.
Call me Chris, really. And you can imagine what people call me under their breath. But Chris is, you know what, Misty, I found as long as they're talking about me, it doesn't much matter. But no,
right,
please
exactly.
feel free to call me Chris. You've had an interesting career, an interesting background, and you're still writing chapter after chapter of your career and your successes. So I want to get started with some of the things that I saw in your book, and feel free to go any which way you want on this. And the first thing is, you state that preparation has its own gravitational pull, and success is about taking action. And you quoted in the book and saying you love the adrenaline of taking action.
Yeah,
take some action,
absolutely.
Misty. Talk to me about that.
Well, oh my gosh, you know, when you take action, things happen, right? Action, when you're doubting and you have doubt going on in you, you can't take action. So the only way to get rid of doubt and fear and unbelief in your ability is to take action. It's the cure for everything. Literally, it's the cure for everything. When I talk about it having its own gravitational pull, it's true. The same thing is true about success. Successful people didn't wish themselves into their successful position. They got up, they made plans, they took action. You know, I didn't hope to be successful in business. I planned it, and I wrote things down. I wrote down thoughts, issues, concerns, goals, dreams, desires, and then I took action, and I made steps toward them every single day. I have heard it said that reasons precede results. I had a lot of reasons. I had a lot of ideas of what I wanted to do to be successful and accomplish those things, and action was the first step to getting there.
You know, you said something interesting. So this is the first time in my show in the first couple of minutes I'm giving myself a high five. You talked about that you didn't have hope. And I always tell people that hope means to me that you're waiting for something to happen and that you should really have faith in your abilities to make something happen.
Yeah.
You know, because too many people wait around and they end up missing opportunities when really you've got to go out there and create your own opportunities. I think that's a fair statement, don't you?
I would totally agree with you. You know, the people who go out there seeking opportunity and creating opportunity, you know, opportunity might knock, but you have to actually open the door. You know, there's an action when opportunity knocks, you have to open the door. And, you know, there's a lot of thought leaders out there, myself included, talking about thoughts become things and thinking creates a future, but it's really the combination of thoughts becoming things, thinking creating a future when you mix it in with the secret ingredient of action. So, I mean, my book is, you know, From Rags to Restaurants, The Secret Recipe. The secret recipe is love and action. You know, you have to love what you're doing. You have to take action on it in order to become successful.
Okay, now, there's somebody out there thinking, well, geez, I've got so many things I got to do, and the last thing I want to be is a one-arm wallpaper hanger. You know, they never make much progress, but they also got a lot to do. So, Misty, what was the process you followed to establish your priorities so that you were acting on the right things at the right time?
Well, first, I always kept what the end result would look like in mind. I sort of do this process of vision boarding where I literally ask this question, and I call it the prime question, is what does success look like to me? You know, what does success look like? So for me, what it looked like when we purchased this struggling restaurant, and it was a struggling restaurant. I mean, talk about a one-armed paper hanger. There were, you know, red notices on the door. Your electric's going to be shut off. Your water's going to be shut off. Your trash bill hasn't been paid. That's the condition of the place when we took it over. And so my vision of it wasn't that. My vision was a prosperous, flourishing, busy, exciting, great place to eat and to work. So I wasn't just thinking about, you know, the guests that were coming in. I was thinking about the associates that were there at the same time. I had a little bit of a transition in there thinking about the associates, but my goal was to keep the end picture in mind. And then I worked backwards. So I started by putting up the picture of what it looked like, flourishing, successful, profitable, and I worked backwards. Okay, literally, like, okay, what had to happen the day before that? And what had to happen the day before that? And then the month before that? And the week before that? And literally, you back yourself out to, okay, what has to happen today? And what I discovered had to happen today, back then 10 years ago, was there were no systems in the restaurant. There were no systems at all, zero, zip, zilch, none. There wasn't even a schedule posted. And the question I asked was, where's the schedule? Oh, we don't post a schedule. Everyone knows when to work. I mean, how do you operate a restaurant without a schedule, you know?
Well, obviously they weren't.
Yeah, right, exactly. And yet somehow this little restaurant, you know, when I refer to it as a little hippie restaurant, it has this cool vibe, it has this energy, it has this feeling, this ambiance that even amidst the chaos was still attracting guests. And so we, you know, I really looked at that and said, how do I maximize that amazing attraction that it has and build it to sustain it? And systems was where I started.
You know, so what you're saying is you start with the end mind, create the vision, create the picture of what you're trying to create, and then working backwards from that, which I totally agree with, and you identify the first priority as to what will get you, what's the most pain, what's causing you the most pain, or causing you to, you know, lose cash, and you begin to address that first. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a way, you know, you think of it like a trauma patient, right? I mean, the surgeon comes in and the surgeon or the, you know, the ER doc walks in there and there's a trauma patient in front of them. And the first visualization the surgeon or the ER doc has to have is of a healthy patient, right? So the first thing they visualize is, I see a healthy patient. And then the next thing they do is they begin the triage. What's the quickest thing I can do to stop the hemorrhaging, right? So stop the hemorrhaging, then sew this piece up, then, you know, connect that other piece. And then slowly, little by little, they bring it back together. They bring the traumatized patient back together. We have to do the same exact thing with our businesses. And from a business perspective, the first thing we have to do is be in love with our businesses. And if we're not in love with our businesses, we have to fall back in love with them. No one's in business in a business they hate. And if they are, they're not doing well, I guarantee it. So in order to do well in business, first you have to succeed by visualizing the success, second by being in love with it, and thirdly by taking action step by step, piece by piece, to put the systems in place to help the business sustain itself and you.
Yep. Yep. You know, when I work with clients, I try to use 90-day plans, incremental things to get some wins under their belt.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, if you'll indulge me for a second, I think you'll appreciate this. I use a breakfast buffet as an example.
Awesome. Tell me more, Chris. Tell me more.
But, you know, there's two, in my mind, there are two types of people that go to breakfast buffets. Mm-hmm. There's the piler honor. That's the person who dives in head first without any objective, without any goal, and they run around the buffet room putting everything on their dish. And they walk back to their table with a thing maybe 8-9 inches tall, and they say to everybody, look what I'm going to eat. But unfortunately, you know, after a little while, the roast beef is dripping on the waffle that's spilling over onto the omelet, and it starts to look and smell a little funky, and they lose interest. And business translation is they took on more than they should have. They had no plan as to what they wanted to accomplish, and they ended up getting discouraged and not accomplishing as much as they could. Yeah. Conversely, I take the 90-day approach where when I go to a buffet table, and I'm a full-figured man, when I go to a buffet, a breakfast buffet, I scope the room. I'm looking for the shortest line possible because I want to get an easy win and build some momentum. So if the omelet guy has the shortest line, I go there first. I eat my omelet. I sit down. I get up. I do something else. So though every time I get up with a clean plate, it's another 90-day plan.
Nice.
And I submit to you, I'm accomplishing more than the person who is, I take action, but they jump in head first, and they end up getting discouraged, realizing they overcommitted, and at the end of the day, they get themselves stalled in the mud. Is that a fair representation, Misty?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. In fact, I really talk a lot about 90-day action in my book as well. You know, I talk about taking your operations to the fast track and to hacking your way to success. And the way to hack to success is to do exactly what you just said. Have a plan. Have a goal in mind. Take it chunk by chunk. 90 days at a time is a great plan. I mean, whether it's a restaurant or an auto shop or a pet store, it doesn't matter. Planning is important. And even in any business you can imagine, one of the most important things that you can do right off the bat is build a list, build a database, get your guest, your client, your patient, whatever it is, the person who brings you money. In all of our businesses, there's a different term for that person. Sometimes it's a client, it's a real estate purchaser, it can be a patient, whatever it is, build a list. You're at a disadvantage if you don't have a list. How many of us could build a list within 90 days? You can build a list today. You could sit down with a paper and pen and write down, who are the top 10 people that support my business? I'll tell you what, we started by building a list on February 1st of 2008. We officially launched our big list, our really big list. That list has almost 70,000 individuals in it today. We're a mom-and-pop company, but I can tell you that list is part and parcel of our success, and that came because we started looking at 90-day planning. What can we do today, right now, to take action? And that was the number one thing on the top of our list.
That's great. Well, we're coming up on break, and we're going to talk about that list a little bit later on, your loyalty program. So this is Chris Ruisi with Mr. Young. We've had a good discussion so far about action and the importance of taking action, focused action. So boys and girls, stay there. Get your notepapers freshened up, and we'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Always always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting ChrisRuisi.com and clicking the book. Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to Chris at ChrisRuisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit ChrisRuisi.com to step up and play big.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to Chris at ChrisRuisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And we're back. This is Chris Ruisi with my very special guest, Misty Young, out there in Nevada. California. What am I doing?
No, you're right. I'm in Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada. That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're talking about her success as a restaurateur. We spent the first segment talking about action. For those of you who would want to, please feel free to call in 866-472-5790. I'll throw down the gauntlet. I'm convinced that there isn't a question you could ask that Misty cannot answer. And if you do call in or email in at chris@chrisruisi.com, I'll send you a book for free and some chocolate. So, Misty, we talked a fair amount about action, that you got to make something happen. You know, also in your book, you talk about questions. And I think one of the most important questions that you've offered are two was, what could I have done to be more effective today? And what could we have done better today to serve our guests and our business? How important is it for business owners to develop that habit to constantly challenge, I'll call, status quo?
Oh, my goodness. In any business, one of the most important things we can do every single day is the R&P process, right? Reflect and plan. So if we're doing an R&P process every single day, looking back, what could I have done to be more effective today? How could I have added more value to my clients, my guests, my patients today? How could I have done a better job? You can take that information with you literally as you fall asleep. You can drop it into your subconscious mind, and in the morning when you wake up, new ideas will be there for you. It's such an easy thing to do. This is the beauty. Your mind is working all the time. You might as well train it to work for you instead of against you. So many of us spend time worrying, which is essentially programming ourselves for negative outcomes when we could be programming ourselves for positive outcomes by asking questions. And the key to asking questions is to ask better questions. So when we want better answers, we ask better questions, and we do that by asking focused, targeted questions like, what could I have done to be more effective today? And sometimes that just means turning off the TV. Or, you know, spending less time doing something meaningless and more time doing something meaningful to move your business forward.
Yeah, you know, this whole questioning concept is critical, I think, to anyone's success. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a coach through the Maxwell Leadership Program,
mm-hmm.
and you work with other business owners. And what I do is I try to stress to my clients. In fact, I had a conversation with one this morning at breakfast where the whole purpose of coaching, the whole idea of learning, is for you to learn to ask better questions.
Exactly.
Because if you ask better questions, you're going to get better information. Yes. And with better information, you're able to make better decisions.
Yes.
And if you make better decisions, you eventually come back with better outcomes, which in turn allow you to make your business better. So questioning and better are two words in my mind that go hand in hand. That's why you ask questions. Is that correct?
Yes. I couldn't agree more. In fact, it's interesting that you bring this up. I had a client this weekend. I was talking with a coaching client this weekend, and I asked him a question. I said, you know, are you finding value in this process? And he told me, I am finding extreme value in this process. This is his exact quote, I've never spent a better dollar in my business than what I've been doing with my coaching. And what I love about that is that this coaching process that I go through is all about questions. The same thing that you just said, I don't, you know, profess and profound and teach and lecture. I ask a lot of questions because I know that in the coaching process, I know that the answer is actually within the individual. My goal as a coach, as a successful business coach, is to help draw that out through proper questions. I mean, I might ask them, what might happen? What do you mean? What's your assessment? You know, will you give an example? Tell me more about that. If you could do it over again, what would you do differently, right? So I have a set of questions and I allow more questions to open up on a day-to-day basis with my clients, but also with my own business. And so the idea of asking questions, you know, she who asks the questions cannot avoid the answer, right? That's an old proverb, that if you ask questions, you cannot avoid the answer. Questions are crucial.
You are so right. Hey, I've just been notified by Matt, our engineer, that we have a caller online right now, Gerald Davenport. So, Matt, let's have Gerald. Thank you.
Hey, hello. How are you doing?
Hey, Gerald, how are you doing?
Wonderful. Mr. Ruiz, thank you for putting me on the show. And, Misty, it's
please.
Been great. I have a few things. First of all, Misty's restaurants, it's interesting to hear about the story that it was a failing at the beginning. But all I remember is going to Truckee and trying it for the first time and going, wow, that's amazing. And then asking, can we use it for a film shoot, which we're still working on. My question to Misty is, and not to take away anything else because it's amazing of how she's done this, is when you first started and it was a failing business, how did you combat the naysayers and your own feelings of what did I do and is it working? Because you know, because I'm kind of in the situation too, to being a filmmaker, and I'm not in LA and I don't want to be in LA for it, and I'm trying to make it work up here. So I've got these people going, you should be, why did you do? So Misty, how did you keep the positive vibes and spirit, knowing this is what I'm going to do and it's going to work?
Great question.
Oh, Gerald. What a great question. Thank you so much for asking that. I really appreciate it. I have to tell you, I left a partnership in an ad agency, in a marketing firm, in the Reno metropolitan area when I bought the Squeeze Inn. I literally left a salaried position with a car allowance and an expense account and, you know, a lot of perks and prestige to go buy this little hippie restaurant, and literally people thought I was crazy. There were people who said, what are you doing? So talk about a blow to your self-esteem as you're, you know, leaving to go up and take over this cute little restaurant that's been your dream for years. And when I got there, what kept me going was I watched the numbers. I'm a numbers fanatic. So I watched the numbers. I paid attention to the sales numbers, the cost of goods numbers, the labor numbers. You know, the guests, we started paying attention to what the guests were saying and kind of tracking, you know, every little piece that we could. Anything we could measure from numbers, I tracked. That was one thing I did that I thought was important. The second thing was I really had to carry the flame. I had to carry the torch for all of the associates that were there. Part of the reason that the restaurant, when I say it was failing, it wasn't really failing, it was struggling. It was struggling. And part of it was there was this lackadaisical, apathetical, oh, here we go again from the associates, some of them that had been there for decades, literally for decades. And so here I walk in, this breath of fresh air, I'm fired up, I'm excited, I'm stoked, and I look them right in the eye and I say, aren't we lucky to be here? I mean, Gerald, you've been in Truckee. It's a fabulously beautiful little town. And so is Reno, where my other three locations are. So I kept the motivation. It helped me stay motivated by motivating others. What I realized was if I added value to my associates and to my guests, I added value to myself. And I continued to develop my own leadership, which meant that the business had no choice but to follow and grow as well. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Gerald, where are you from?
Nevada City.
Okay. Do me a favor. Send me an email to chris@chrisruisi.com with your address, and I'll send you a copy of my book and some of my special Step Up and Play Big chocolate.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you again, Misty, for being there. And we've gone to one of the locations in Reno, and I had the same thing I usually have in Truckee. And other than the bigger location, the quality and the customer service and the people were just, you know, I mean, I just again went, wow. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Gerald. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Gerald. Now, Misty, you started out with the one store in Truckee, but you have four now and you're planning a fifth. Is that right?
That's correct. And we're also planning, we're in the franchise mode already. We've completed our franchise development document, franchise disclosure document, and we're growing. So we've done that through the worst of times, really. I mean, we've done that through, I'm putting air quotes around, in this economy, you know, we've been able to grow.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, we've done that because we've had a extreme focus on marketing and on systems and on guest satisfaction and on associate happiness and through our loyalty program. It's just been a great ride, and we're thrilled to continue to take it forward.
Okay, well, now I'm going to take that opportunity to do a shameless promotion.
Okay.
You said, as you put in quotes, in this economy, and that you grew in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And my reaction to that is, and this is what I write about in my book, Step Up and Play Big, is you decided to be a master of your circumstances and not allow your circumstances to make you a victim.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And by the way, I should just tell you, your book is awesome. And Gerald, if you're still listening, you're so lucky you're getting it. It's really a great book. I got to tell you, Chris, I use it oftentimes with my coaching clients. I pull it out and pull quotes right out of it. I quote you, I quote the quotes you've talked about, and I quote your ideas, you know, your six proven steps you can follow when a problem or chaos causes you to make tougher important decisions. I mean, it's really great material, so thank you for that.
I appreciate it, but the point is, that's why you're a guest on the show, far too many people are willing to accept their circumstances, shrug their shoulders, and stay there, as opposed to you taking action, there's that word again, and because in any chaotic situation, there's always an opportunity, you've just got to work hard to go find it.
Mm-hmm.
I think
is it. Well, yeah, just really quickly, you know, I saw an interview a number of years ago with Will Smith, the actor, and the interviewer said to him, you know, he was talking about all these great things that he was going to do and where he was going to go in life, and the interviewer said, well, you dream big, don't you? And he said, well, yeah, what's the point of dreaming small? And I couldn't agree with that more. What is the point of dreaming small? And I was not put on this earth to, you know, to shrug my shoulders and accept circumstances. I feel that I was put here for some great purpose. Is it four restaurants or more? I don't know what it is. All I know is that I have a lot of value to add, a lot of energy to add, a lot of gratitude and appreciation, and I intend to share it.
Well, good for you. We're coming up on break. We got about a minute to go. So, Misty, answer this question, and we can get into more after the break. You don't call your employees, you call them associates. And we got about 30 seconds.
There's just a real different connotation, you know. Employees has a different connotation than associates. We are a tribe in our company. We believe that our associates want to be happy at work, and we find ways to help them be happy at work. Our goal is to help them have a great guest experience every day, and we do that by helping them have a great experience while they're at work.
So you're helping your team meet their needs while they help you meet your needs.
Absolutely. It's everyone's goal. I mean, we have to make it good for everyone. If the guest is having a sucky experience or if the associate is having a terrible experience, the guest surely will as well.
Absolutely. It's an extension of one or the other. Okay, we're coming up on break, and when we come back, we're going to dig down into the five laws of success and some of the other ingredients that Misty has identified that people should pay attention to. So stay right there, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big. Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting chrisruisi.com and clicking the book.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
Okay, we're back. This is our third segment. This is Chris Ruisi with my guest, Misty Young. And again, we've already had a caller pick up the phone, and he's getting a book and some free chocolate. And the call-in number again is 866-472-5790. And you can email me at chris@chrisruisi.com if you want to write your question in. And be sure to check us out on Facebook at Coach Chris Ruisi. So, Misty, we're going to get into the laws of success here. And in the book, you describe 9 ingredients for success. And I don't want to talk about all 9, but I want to just get your reaction to a couple of them. One is, you said, and we talked about this before, ask questions. How important is asking questions? Let's just hit that again.
Oh, my goodness. It is the single most important driver to success. When you begin to really look at what you're doing and what you can do better, and then continuously ask better questions. Again, the answer is, to get better answers, you have to ask better questions. If you're not happy with where you're at, ask better questions. You cannot avoid the answers. When you begin to ask, the answers will appear.
Yeah, good. The second one, that one of your ingredients was, don't freak out about failure.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
Don't freak out about it. Just, you know, you can fail forward, right? My mentor, John Maxwell, talks about failing forward. And you look at any of the greats in any, you just take a sports analogy, right? I mean, Babe Ruth didn't hit home runs from the day he picked up a baseball bat. He had to fail his way forward into that role. You know, Michael Jordan talks about having missed more free throws, but he failed forward to become the great that he was. And in the restaurant business, it's the same thing. The question is, when you do fail, do you have a system to deal with that? When you let your guests down, is there a system to deal with that? Things go awry in the restaurant industry. They just do. It happens every day. If it's a restaurant, there's going to be a problem, guaranteed. If it's a chiropractic office, there's going to be a problem, guaranteed. If it's a pet store, if it's a fire station, if it's a nonprofit, we all have problems. The question is, there we go back to questions. What are you doing in a systematic, structured way to deal with your problems or your failures? And that's how you fail forward and take your business forward.
You got it. Now, along those lines, you also, well, the last one of these of the 9 ingredients was to hold yourself accountable to using a structured calendar daily.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love to talk with my clients about this all the time, and with my associates and my family even. If it's not on the list, it doesn't exist. And if it's not written down, it doesn't exist. So, you know, if you have some intention to get on Chris Ruisi's, you know, Step Up and Play Big radio show every week, and you say, oh, I'm going to get on that next week, but you don't put it on your calendar, it's not going to happen. So we have to take it upon ourselves to put it on a calendar so that we actually pay attention to it. You know, you can go into Google Calendar, which is a fabulous tool that technology has provided for us for free. We can put our calendar events in there. We can have Google send us a text message that says, hey, Chris Ruisi's program is starting in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You can have it send you an email. There are systems to help us stay on track, but if it's not written down, it doesn't exist. We have to calendar for our success. You know, leadership and growth doesn't happen in a day. It happens through daily development. And the way we get to daily development is by putting it in a structured manner on our calendar.
Yep. We all have to fight the shiny object syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
There are many distractions out there.
Yep.
Let's talk about your five laws. And they were law of leadership, the law of operations, the law of finances, the law of products and services, and the law of marketing. I want to talk first about the law of leadership, the ability to influence. How critical.
Yes. I love this law. This law is so important, and there's a reason why this law is the first law. I think about these things as being in the shape of a star. So if you have a five-pointed star, leadership is really at the top of the star. It's the number one thing. Our job as business leaders, no matter what business we're in, is to model personal growth and professional development and expect successful behavior while we hold and develop ourselves and hold our associates accountable to the same thing. So in other words, a business can only go as far as the leadership level of its owner. Again, no matter what business it is, if you're a chiropractor, a dentist, an orthodontist, a pet store, you know, an auto parts shop, if your leadership level is a 2, your business can't go beyond that. If your leadership level is a 6, your business can be a 5. If it's an 8, your business can be a 7. So our goal is to develop our own leadership ability continuously, because leadership is the ability to influence. John Maxwell, my mentor, says leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. If we want to be successful in business, we have to develop ourselves as leaders. The second law, and now visualize, if you will, the star. So at the top star, right at the very top is leadership. The second law, down here in the bottom feet, there's 2 feet on a star, right? The second one is the law of operations. And that specifically says that every aspect of the business is systematized, because systematized businesses efficiently and effectively meet stated goals, right? Stated goals, they're written down somewhere. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist. They meet stated goals through planning, policies, procedures, and measured performance. So we're always looking at the operational aspect and what we can do to make it better. On the other foot of the star, again, firm foundation now. We've got operations on one foot and financials on the other. So the other foot of this star is the law of financials, which states that with integrity and diligence, integrity is crucial. You know, skimming is not cool. Not paying your taxes, don't do that. You know, paying your people under the table, not appropriate. So with integrity and diligence, financials and products are tracked, monitored, and adjusted to assure financial health, fitness, and profitability. So now we have a firm foundation of financials and operations under the goal of leadership at the top. Now we talk about the arms of the business, the arms of the star, products and services. So our products and services must be reliable, again, no matter what they are, they have to be reliable, and we must diligently serve our customers and associates with courtesy, appreciation, respect, and kindness. I'm a big believer in kindness and courtesy. I think kindness and courtesy can make a comeback. It starts with us. And our products have to be reliable. We have to be diligent in the way we serve, not just our customers, but our associates and as well. And then finally, the fifth law, completing the star on the other arm, the law of marketing. The business must use multimedia tools to communicate in a timely manner with guests and associates in relevant, meaningful ways. There is nothing in a business, in my opinion, that can fall outside of any of those five laws. Those are the five irrefutable laws of small business success. And so far, I've heard from literally just an amazing number of businesses telling me these fit for my business, including nonprofits that have said this. These five laws fit for my business. I feel that there's a comprehensive set of information here that if we can just pay attention to these five laws and realize that the firm foundation is operations and financials with leadership at the forefront, we can be successful in any business.
No, you're 100% correct. And, you know, for those of you out there listening, go buy the book. I mean, Misty goes into it in more detail than she did just now in the show, although she gave an excellent summary. But go buy the book.
It's
the best money you'll ever spend this year, if you will, on the book. Now, one thing, though, I found from some of my own client experiences that people tend to back away from the financial part. They avoid looking at their numbers because they don't want to see bad news.
Right.
And to me, if they, you know, that old expression, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Exactly.
And you know, watch this, Misty. I'm going to get all the accountants out there mad at me. But for those of you who are business owners out there, your accountant will work for food. Buy them lunch or breakfast and ask them questions. They'd be very happy to do that with you, because shame on you if you don't know your numbers. You know, you're going to be a one-shot wonder, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I couldn't agree with you more. I absolutely agree. You know, it's unfortunate. People are scared. They're scared of their numbers. And, you know, they tend to go into business. They say, oh, I can sew the most beautiful quilts. I am the best quilter in the world. So they go into business to become a quilter, and they don't pay any attention to their numbers in the background, and they go out of business because they didn't do it that way. It's one thing to be a technician, a creator, a crafter, a cook, a doctor, but you have to pay attention. It's a business first. It's the aspect of that business second. It's a business first, it's a restaurant second. It's a business first, it's an orthodontic practice second. It's a business first, and success in business is measured in numbers, and financials are crucial to that whole picture.
No, you're right, and let me just give you my simple take on it. The
yep.
only reason your business exists is to generate cash and help you, if you have the systems and organized the correct way, to help you create discretionary time for yourself to do other things. Your cash is your fuel, but your business exists to generate cash. That's not evil. What you might do with the money could be evil, but that's why your business exists, to generate cash.
Exactly. Your business exists to generate cash and allow you the lifestyle that you dream about. It's going back to what Will Smith said, why would I dream small? And
exactly.
I agree with you, Chris. There's nothing evil about being in business. Being in business is awesome. In fact, the more money I can make, the more good I can do in the world. And I love that. How much more value can I add to the world, to my community, to my family, to my associates, when I am making great money? I'm a giver. I'm a generous person. I love to do it. Heck, I would love to give away $1 million a year. That's been a goal of mine for a decade. I'm on my way. I'm on that path.
Quick, we got about 2 minutes left. Talk to me about the FTI syndrome, failure to implement.
Failure to implement syndrome. It's that thing that, you know, it's that idea. Hey, I'm going to get on Chris's radio show. I'm going to make sure I'm going to, you know, get in there because I find value in it. I'm going to be sure to do it. But then you don't act by putting it on your calendar. That's the death knell to a business, to any entrepreneur, when they fail to act or they fail to implement. It's all about taking little steps. You know, Dr. Donna Galante wrote a great book called It's All About Millimeters. And what she says is that it is possible to change, you know, to get to big success 1 millimeter at a time. Now, she happens to be an orthodontist, so she measures things in millimeters. But she's brilliant. She says that millimeter businesses are constantly revising their marketing plans and calendars, and that they are always a constant student of marketing. The point is, one little step is an action. One thing that you do, if you fail to implement, if you fail to take action, you might as well give up. If you're just in that mode of failing to take action, then you're in a dreaded position. And when you do move forward with success and with, you know, structured, intentional, programmatic action, that's the way you get stuff done.
That's great. Well, we're coming up on our next break. This is a great show. It's going fast. So stay there. We'll be right back. Again, the call-in number is 866-472-5790. You can find out more information about Misty at mistyyoung.com. And plus, in the next segment, she'll share with us another website and a special program that she has available. So stay there. We're in the final stretch. We have one more segment to go. This is Chris Ruisi, and we'll be right back.
business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting ChrisRuisi.com and clicking the book. Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to Chris at ChrisRuisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit ChrisRuisi.com to step up and play big.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now. Toll free. 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to Chris at ChrisRuisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And we're back. This is Chris Ruisi with my special guest, Mr. Young, and we're in our last segment here. And we want to talk a little bit about marketing here and plus two other things. Again, I can't urge you enough to go buy Misty's book, because we're only going to talk about one aspect of her marketing program now. But trust me, it's a fire hose in your face of information on proper marketing and branding, referrals. You know, you're not getting enough referrals. I don't care what business you're in. You're not getting enough referrals. Misty can show you how to do it. But Misty, I want to start off with the Egghead Breakfast Club, the crown jewel of your marketing campaign. How does it work? And you got 70,000 people in it.
70,000 people, which blows my mind. You know, it's a loyalty program. It's a points-based loyalty program. We started it, literally began collecting database information in 2007. And at the time we started it, it's a very simple in-house, you know, Microsoft Excel database. And I would print out birthday cards every month and mail them out to our guests and, you know, keep in touch with people that way. It grew beyond what I could handle timing-wise very quickly. And when we realized in looking at the data, remember earlier in our conversation we talked about the numbers. When I looked at the numbers and saw where our guests were coming from, which was 30 miles to the east of us in Reno, it also told us where we would go build our next restaurant. So the guest database has so many important reasons for us to use it. Number one, people opt in, right? I mean, we invite them into the program. It's completely free. It's fun. We hook them up with all kinds of exclusive offers and deals that are not available to the general public. And let me tell you this. This is absolutely outrageous, what I'm about to tell you. We have four restaurants. We have quadrupled our business footprint. We do zero traditional advertising or marketing. Zero. None. We don't do TV. We don't do radio. We don't do newspaper, magazines, internet, nothing. We do nothing. We do our loyalty program. And the reason we've been successful with it is because we're consistent with it. We did transition the program a few years ago. After we started it, we transitioned it to a professional company that manages it for us now, the database aspect, and it is truly it's just, like you said, the crown jewel. We love it.
That's great. Misty, let's talk about your onesimplething.com.
Well, youronesimplething.com is an invitation from me to your listeners, Chris. This is an incredible value. If your listeners go to youronesimplething.com, they'll be asked for a password, and that password is BizWin, B-I-Z-W-I-N. They will receive access to the same program that we use in our restaurant that has helped us grow from one location to four, and they will get a free $5,000 90-day marketing jumpstart for free. Now, if they did it, what I would encourage them to do is to, you know, be in touch with me and let me help them leverage it and figure out how to get every dime off the table. I'm not kidding when I say it's free. These guys are going to literally pay for postage and printing and all kinds of stuff and help your clients, Chris, your listeners, get set up with a great loyalty program. But there are some strategies to using it, so I would be happy to help anybody through that process. We, in addition to using it for our marketing, have used the loyalty program, our list, for fundraising. I mean, you know, we've raised $140,000 from our own list just by having sales. So not only do we send them birthday cards and bottles of champagne for their anniversary and emails, you know, and special offers, we send them letters and say, hey, we want to open a new restaurant. Will you help us out by buying a discounted deal? You know, here's a $1,200 gift card for $999. Bam, that raised us $44,000. We've done that several times and now raised $140,000 just by going through to our loyalty program. There's a lot of reasons to build a list, which, if you remember, was the first thing I said any business should do.
Okay, now, boys and girls that are out there listening, so I just know some of you are thinking, well, it's got to cost a lot of money. Stop thinking about the cost to get the list. Start talking about the investment and the return you will realize from the list. Don't be cheap on me now, okay? Get out there and invest in your business.
Absolutely.
Another question. Mm-hmm. Because we're getting close to the end here, and I'm brokenhearted about it. What would be the two or so biggest takeaways that our listeners should walk away with from the show today?
Fall in love with your business, first and foremost. Fall in love with your business. Go back in your mind and remember all the reasons you were so excited to begin with. Why did you want to do your business? What thrilled you about it? Make a list of those things. Put the list on your refrigerator. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on your bedroom door. Put it on your car dashboard. Put it everywhere. Fall back in love with your business and see it through new eyes. If you're suffering from FTI syndrome, failure to implement syndrome, you can reverse that. You can get rid of doubt and fear by taking action. So number one, fall in love with your business. Do it on purpose. The second thing is be gracious, full of gratitude. Think of all the reasons you're thankful for your business. I really believe that a lot of times businesses suffer and stagnate because the owner has decided they are exhausted. They don't have the energy anymore. They're not in love with it. They don't feel a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what the business is and can and will do for them. So be in love with your business and be grateful for it. Be grateful for your guests, your clients, your patients, your customers, and for your associates. I really believe the two most important ingredients to success that are like rocket fuel in small business, they are love and gratitude. All those other things, leadership, operations, financials, marketing, products and services, they come after the love and gratitude. That's where to start.
You're so right. I mean, my Monday morning wake-up call this week, two days ago, was on, you know, being grateful, being and being happy in what you do. Excuse me. Well, we're getting close to the final couple of minutes here. Want to thank Misty for her time, her effort, her contribution. It's been a great show. You can get more information from Misty at www.mistyyoung.com. So I want to thank her for her direct and very generous approach to the knowledge and information she shared with us. You've had a great opportunity to learn something today, everybody, so don't waste it. Go buy her book, get to her website, and learn from her successes as well as some of her mistakes. In the next 24 hours, a recorded version of this show will be available on our show page. Now let's get into my rant. A key responsibility of any leader is to influence people to do things. We talked about this before. And in many ways, a leader is supposed to become a coach of their team, and a coach helps their players see the possibilities by using or enhancing the skills they already have, their strengths. But how does one influence others? Well, one underutilized tool is to ask questions. And we talked a little bit about this before. A coach or a leader can create value for their team and their organization by learning to ask better questions. Don't try to be perfect. Your questions, you know, that you're going to make some mistakes, but the more questions you ask, the better you're going to get at it. So by asking better questions, as I said before, you get better information. From better information, you're able to make better decisions. And when you make better decisions, you start to achieve better outcomes. And from better outcomes, you achieve growth, which makes you, your team, and your organization better. And so the questioning cycle continues, but you move it to a higher level. That's how you grow. So, for more information on my book and how to step up and play big, be sure to visit chrisruisi.com. And when you get there, sign up for my Monday morning wake-up call. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Gerald, thanks for writing, for calling in. And I want to thank all of you for listening in. And I look forward to being with you all again next week when my guest will be Adam Witte, CEO and founder of the Advantage Media Group, which, by the way, published Misty and Mai's books. And they're based in Charleston, South Carolina. And we're going to continue to talk about business success. So now we're done. Get out there. Go step up. Play big. Make something happen. Take some action. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning into the show, Step Up and Play Big, featuring Chris Ruisi, can be heard live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be sure to join us again next week.